Now, this leads to something I refer to as the American paradox. Of the 31 industrialized nations in the entire world, the average cost of healthcare per person, if you average it out across all the countries, is $2,759 per person per year. In the United States, we spend $6,400 per person, and we rank second from the bottom. We spend 2.5 times that much as everybody else in the world, and we rank second from the bottom in the ability of our healthcare system to make people well. Second from the bottom, the United States of America. Here's the chart. This is World Health Organization data. This is the average of what other countries spend. This is what we spend. These are countries like Belgium, France, Canada, Germany, Denmark, Japan, New Zealand, Finland, Spain. These are the industrialized countries. It gets worse. In all the world, that was just the industrialized countries. If we look at all the countries in the world, the United States in the year 2000, according to the data, the United States was 72nd in the world. 72nd in the world, right above New Guinea, in the ability of our healthcare system to make people well. In 1980, we were 14th. So in 20 years, between 1980 and 2000, we went from 14th to 72nd. This is the wrong direction. So we're second from the bottom of the industrialized countries, and we've fallen 58 places in 20 years in the entire rest of the world. Are you with me? This is the wrong direction. I like to call it death by medicine. And yet, if you ask most Americans on the street, which country in the world has the best healthcare system? Well, the United States does. Because we've been culturally conditioned for 100 years to believe that MD medicine is king. And it's the biggest snow job ever perpetrated on the American public. And we're going to find out why next.